Milton's long-awaited all-day, two-way GO train service might be gaining traction, with local leaders expressing cautious optimism about recent developments. In a recent letter, Premier Doug Ford directed Metrolinx to collaborate with the Ministry of Transportation, freight rail companies, CPKC and CN, and the federal government to explore the missing link as part of the GO 2.0 initiative. This bypass along the Highway 407 corridor between CPKC Main Line near Trafalgar Road in Milton and the CN Bypass Line at Bramalea could divert freight traffic from shared lines, paving the way for improved GO service across the Greater Toronto Area. GO 2.0 could help alleviate congestion and reduce travel times for passengers. It has the potential to unlock new GO lines, stations and transit-oriented communities, supporting the province's plan to build more homes near transit. GO 2.0 could also connect into local transit, providing greater convenience and connections for commuters across the region, Ford stated. To achieve the goals, he called for substantial support and cooperation from the federal government and rail companies. Ford previously told Milton Today that the provincial government is 1,000% committed to making all-day, two-way GO service a reality to address long-standing needs of Milton residents who have sought better transit connections for years. Expanding train service on the Milton line, however, presents significant challenges due to its ownership by CPKC, which prioritizes freight operations. Despite promises and commitments from successive governments to deliver the service, progress has yet to materialize. Still, MP Adam Van Cuverden welcomed Premier Doug Ford's renewed push to expand GO service. During an unrelated transit announcement, Van Cuverden noted that while the concept isn't new, the provincial commitment marks a fresh step forward. The missing link is a more expensive, but certainly more ambitious way of achieving both directions, all-day GO train service. It would basically involve taking all the freight and putting it north of the city, he said. In the meantime, he said increased frequency and weekend service from Metrolinx would be meaningful interim steps. He expressed optimism about the possibility of renewed federal funding discussions and opportunities under Metrolinx's new leadership. Meanwhile, Mayor Gord Krantz acknowledged ongoing frustrations in advancing all-day, two-way GO train service but reaffirmed the town's commitment to working with Metrolinx and other stakeholders. It's a work in progress, he said. Christine Scott, the town's commissioner of corporate services, noted the complexity of coordinating the numerous stakeholders involved. It takes all levels of government, Metrolinx, the municipality, to really put the type of services that residents are looking for, Scott said. It's a tricky situation.